You're listening to Daycare Overhaul, Doing Childcare Better, presented by Childcare BizHelp.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to Daycare Overhaul,
where we do childcare better.
This is only our second podcast. Can you believe it?
Well, it's probably surprising because we're clearly professionals.
Clearly, as you'll be able to tell as you listen or watch, right?
Yes. And it's very important. You can listen wherever podcasts are available, or you can watch on YouTube or on our website.
Well, let's start by introducing ourselves for those people that maybe have not watched us or heard about us, and they're just finding us for the first time. I'm Caroline Jens, the founder and owner of Childcare BizHelp.
And I'm Justina Patterson, the chief marketing officer and Dragon Slayer at Childcare BizHelp.
We'll explain Dragon Slayer later.
Yeah. Or you could go listen to the first podcast. We talk about it there.
True. But before we segue into what our first podcast was about, let's introduce our behind the scenes team.
We may have forgotten to do that last time.
We did.
So let's do it this time. Behind the camera, we have Maddie and Nick. There are people behind the camera, I guess.
They are. And they set all the rules and they make us sit here like statues, hoping that we don't mess up. No, actually, they do some very hard work, some very behind the scenes, getting everything ready. So kudos to them. Thank you, guys. So if you hear strange voices in the background, that's either Maddie or Nick, depending on how low their voice is.
Or, I didn't know that's where you were going with that.
Oh, true. Because
I was saying, or it could be Gunny. He's our fun specialist here at Childcare BizHelp. That's his official title.
He is laying next to us. So if you can't see him, you may hear him throughout the podcast today. Hopefully he'll stay quiet.
For reference, he's a dog.
Oh, true. He's a boxer. That is blind.
Oh,
I know. But let's get into this and talk about real quick. Let's do a summary of our first podcast experience and kind of what we talked about. You know, we did a real deep introduction of who we are, where we came from, how our credibility comes to the table, you know,
how we met
and really talked about what our early education background is. And And from that, how Daycare Overhaul was basically born.
Right.
And what our goal is for this podcast is to provide you with some real strategies that have worked with clients that we work with all over the United States.
Right. And things that we've done ourselves when we were at a child care center.
I always forget about that. We have that whole chunk of experience that we gained when we were running a child care center.
Correct.
Together.
Yep. And so we were both going to talk right there. What were you going to say?
Gosh, I don't remember. No, I was going to say that, you know, there's so much that we've learned together and because of our clients that it's the platform like this podcast that we feel honored to be able to share some of those strategies.
Well said. That was not what I was going to say.
Well, should we get started with what this week is all about?
Well, I was going to say that last week we set the foundation
talking
about core values, which are essentially the foundation of your business.
True. Every podcast, we're going to give you an overhaul win. And so we thought we would start off last time with the foundation of our business and any business. And that is creating core values and not only creating them, but living those core values.
And believing them.
And that was really a great time last week. And we offered a challenge. And a lot of you responded to that challenge. And we're grateful to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started today. Today, we're going to be talking about mental health and how to find that balance between work and home life.
Right. And I like to call it mental wellness just because it's all encompassing. It's not one thing. It's many things. And it's really popular right now. Everyone's talking about mental health and mental wellness and that sort of thing. And I think it's just good that we can offer just a little insight to our experiences. Obviously, we are not professionals in the mental health space or the mental wellness space. We do have some real life experiences that kind of parlay into that.
Right. And that is true. We're not professionals in that area, but We do have real practices that we personally use and that some of our clients use that that are working. But, right. you know, everyone's got their own thing. So our goal today is to give you a variety of things that, you know, you can tap into that might personally work for you.
Right. Before we get started, I wanted to share this statistic that I thought was really staggering. The World Health Organization identified stress as the health epidemic of the 21st century, with over 350 million people affected worldwide. Wow. That's crazy.
Super crazy. And it's true. You know it's true. Mm-hmm. Because literally, no matter what industry you're in, that's all we hear about is the stress and anxiety that employees are suffering from.
Right.
And it's becoming debilitating. And it seems to be getting worse. But as employers, as coworkers, we need to be able to learn how to deal with it, how to respond
right.
to it.
Right.
So if we personally don't have any type of mental wellness issues, our coworker might.
Right. And I think it's important to note here, we're not necessarily talking about mental illness. Mm-hmm. We're talking about mental wellness, which everyone can affect. It's just taking care of yourself.
Right.
And doing that self-care to make sure you're being the best that you can be right. all the time.
I love that. It is the self-care to mm-hmm. be our best self.
Right.
And you have a fun tool. We won't expose it right now.
Teaser.
At the end of our podcast, Justina has created something specifically that will help in this area.
Yes.
All right. So let's transition into our first overhaul story.
All right.
And this actually comes from one of our clients that, and I'm going to share the story and just kind of walk through the scenario of why they ended up calling us at Childcare Biz Help, kind of what set that foundation, why they called, what we did to help them through the situation, and kind of where they're at today. Mm-hmm. And so I get a call, and it's an owner of a childcare center. A really wonderful person and just overwhelmed and stressed. Mm-hmm. Literally sitting behind their desk. They own this childcare center for several years and they're to the point where they have so much anxiety about their business that they want to get up out of their chair and walk out of their building.
It's really probably a scary position to be in that you don't know what to do. So it's almost like you do nothing.
Right.
Because it's so overwhelming to start somewhere.
Well, and we'll share personal stories mm-hmm. later, but I know I've been there where right. your desk is so overwhelming that you just literally want to get up and walk out.
Right.
And so this person called me up at their wit's end saying, I don't know what direction to go into. And, you know, do I leave? Do I sell? You know, do I continue doing this? Just really at a crossroads.
Right.
And I'm sure we can all relate to the same situation where oftentimes as owners of businesses, we can feel, or not even just owners, as directors.
Right.
Or lead teachers. If you don't have support, if you don't have someone to lean on, if you don't have someone to turn to, and you're trying to be the best in this business, try to carry that load on your shoulders, that's a lot.
Right.
You know, running a business can be very lonely.
Right. And I think we talked about that a little bit last time, that it is very lonely, especially in the field of childcare, because no one knows what you're going through until you live it. You know, you can experience literally every emotion under the sun in a given day. Mm-hmm. And how draining that is on you, like mentally, and that's exhausting.
Right. We have a very emotional industry. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of our employees are very, you know, they wear their heart on their sleeve. And, you know, oftentimes if you're married or you have a significant other, you can go home to them and try to explain what you've been through the day.
Right.
But childcare is so unique that right. they oftentimes really can't relate. And, you know, they do their best.
Right. I was going to say that working with kids is unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that unpredictability causes that stress because you don't know what's going to happen and you kind of have to go with the flow.
Right.
And that creates extra stress as well.
And there's a lot of risk in running childcare centers. You know, a multitude of things can happen in terms of things that could close your doors.
Right.
And so not only do you have the pressure of, you know, staffing and enrollment, but you have the risk of those precious lives that are in your childcare center.
Right. And suffering some sort of, I don't know what else to call it, but like a reputation ending incident. Right. That was my biggest fear when we were at the center, that something would happen.
Right.
And it would ruin it would ruin us. And not because it was anyone's fault, because accidents happen.
Right. Right.
You know, you're working with kids, accidents happen, they fall, they get hurt. But sometimes those things can kind of snowball into
right. To
other things.
It can. And what we want to share with you today is that what's really cool is this client. So they come and they say, we're ready to walk out. We're done. We can't take this anymore. But where is this person today?
That's actually the best part of the story. Because what happened 3 months after? So really what ended up happening is you became another them. They signed up for another you program.
Right.
And right. 3 months later,
they bought another center.
Which when you hear the story, you're like, why would anyone do that if they're like to the point where they want to sell? The logical thing isn't like, let's buy another center. That sounds crazy. But right. I think, and you are going to talk a little bit more about this, but refocusing where their energy was and kind of get them on the right track to work on their business instead of in.
You're sharing all my nuggets.
I'm sorry. Well, you can go into depth.
Oh my goodness. No, it's all good. That's why Justina and I are here, because we are, you know, we talked about core values last week in terms of our customers are our family.
Right.
So when we talk about this, we really are emotional about it, because it's like one of our family members succeeding.
Right.
That they were experiencing so much anxiety and they were able to find a partner to help them get their bearings, get on track, get over that feeling of being overwhelmed, get over that feeling that they're not good enough for their home life, that they're not there for their family,
right?
Because they have so much work to do. So that's hard on a mom. You know, when a mom has to work and go home and run a family, run a home, you oftentimes feel like you're not measuring up.
Right.
And that's a lot of stress on the shoulders if you're a female and you're trying to run a home at the same time.
Right.
And so it's really cool that just in a very short amount of time, this person was able to, you know, refocus, get clarity, and then have the confidence to expand.
Right.
That still just blows my mind. And what's even cooler, and one day I hope you're going to be able to meet this person, but what's really cool is just the energy and excitement that this person has,
right,
for future growth and to see their staff succeed. So I wanted to share, you know, some things that we did in order to kind of renew their confidence and get them back on their feet. And hopefully you can use some of these suggestions in your overhaul strategies. So again, first, it was just a matter of finding that right person, that right partner, person to lean on, person to bounce ideas off of, a coach, whatever you want to call it, a friend, someone that can relate though. You need someone in your industry that can relate to what you're experiencing. And so that you're not alone.
Right.
And you feel like you're going to be able to go through it with someone. And so that was first. And then next, what we did is we looked at what are the specific tasks that an owner of a childcare center should be doing in their day.
And that's to work on their business, not in it, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
That is exactly it. Because if you lay out on paper all the things that you do during the day, and then you look at what should an owner really be doing, and you make a pie chart of that. That's what we did.
Right.
We had two pie charts. You know, because you made a little graphic. So we made two pie charts. What that person currently is doing and what the owners should be doing. They should be doing business development, right? They're supposed to be the visionary. They're supposed to make sure that culture is, that they have a pulse on that culture, you know, and they should be directing marketing, the marketing direction of the company. So, but they should not be sitting in the office doing task work.
Right.
They should not be dealing with staff problems. They should not be ordering supplies.
Right.
Or walking around the facility, you know, looking for the maintenance items. So an owner should not be doing certain things.
Right. But I think it's also important to note that from time to time to just check in and make sure that staff know that you're still there. It's okay to help out from time to time, but it should not be overtaking your whole day.
Right.
Or your whole week. It could be you pop in, say hi. Can I help you with anything? Do you need anything? And then relay that back to the director. Don't take care of it yourself.
Right. Those are those intentional touches
that right.
we want to make sure as owners we do. Because we want to make sure we're still involved in our family's lives,
right.
in our staff's lives, in how they're performing, in their satisfaction. We still need to be a part of that as owners. But it's a smaller piece of our pie.
Right.
And so what's really cool is we created these two pie charts and you could see what was going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads to anxiety. Because if you're an owner and you're doing all these other things that you're not supposed to be doing, that brings about a feeling of being overwhelmed because you know you're not supposed to be doing it.
Right.
Or you become disappointed in your staff because they're not doing it. Your center director, you feel, should be doing certain things and they're not following through.
Right.
And so now you've got, well, they're not doing it. I have to step up. There's expectations not being met. And so that can make you disgruntled and upset when you come to work every day. So just having that clarity was number one. And then we even made a really beautiful poster.
Yeah, we made a big, huge poster that, what did it say, like future state or something?
Yes.
And it was a pie chart of where should we, percentage-wise, where they should be spending their time.
Right.
And we framed it. We took it, shipped it to them, and
it's like, now hanging up in like, their office.
Put it in your office so you can see it every day so that when someone comes at you with a problem, you can say, like, is this beneficial to my time or is this something that I can be doing or can someone else do it for me?
Exactly. So we did this basically providing clarity in the tasks was a really great way for that owner to shift their mindset because they went from having a director mindset to an owner mindset.
Right.
And so again, when you do that, when you shift that perspective, you gain confidence in what you're supposed to be doing. You can train your center director then on the gaps that aren't being filled in order for them to step up and follow through.
And remember, like, it's okay. Obviously, we don't want to set anybody up to fail. We wouldn't want to do that. But
right.
if you give them the tools to succeed and they fail along the way, like, that's okay. Use them as a learning experience. Say, as you know, going back to one of our core values is fail right. forward.
Right.
So as long as you're doing your best and going in the right direction, it's okay along the way if you make a mistake or need more clarification because not everyone's going to get it right away.
Right.
So to give them the tools to succeed and let them know that you're there for them, but try to encourage them to do it themselves as well.
Right. So now this owner, is in a really great spot because now they're doing the pie chart that they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
And so I'm sure you all are probably been in a similar place. I know we were.
Right.
And, you know, you can see things not getting done and or they're not getting done right. So you start jumping in. Expectations aren't being met. So you're getting frustrated. And sometimes you can feel bulldozed by your staff.
Right.
Like they're bulldozing you and taking advantage of you. And that all affects your mental wellness. It all affects anxiety.
Right.
So you have the ability to turn things around because we watch this client do just that.
Yes.
Oh, I think that was a mouthful.
Let's take a water break.
Let's take a water break.
We're going to do a cheers.
when we talk about this owner and what they've gone through, I know that me personally, I experience similar things. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you do too.
Absolutely.
And so this next portion of today's podcast, we're going to get into some real specifics as to what Justina and I personally are experiencing and some things that we do.
Right.
Because we're just as real as you. We want to be transparent on this podcast. We want to be real with you that, you know, just because we run a pretty cool business.
I mean, we're not bragging or anything, but we are.
Pretty cool. You know, we have our own stresses. Mm-hmm. And we have our own way of dealing with things. And so we're going to share a little bit about what we go through and our solutions. So, Justina, why don't you start?
Sure. First, I just want to say, like, being overwhelmed and riddled with stress and anxiety, it's totally common. Like, it happens to everybody. I would be shocked to hear that nobody has stress. And if they say that, I would be like, I don't believe you, first of all, because there's the stresses of everyday life. But I think when the work-life balance gets off, you go home and your family's left with leftovers. Like, they just get what's left of you.
Right.
For me, I was at the center that we worked at together, and Caroline had left, and I didn't like who I was becoming anymore. I would come home and my husband, like, I would take out all the stresses of the day out on him. And he was just like, I'm just trying to be here for you.
Pretty normal.
I mean, he's a saint, like, bless his heart.
He is a saint, by the way.
And, like, there were times, like, I would just sit and I would, no joke, cry because I'm like, I don't know what to do. And it finally got to a point he's like, just leave. And, of course, then that brings a whole bunch of what ifs, you know, not having a backup plan. And so it got to a point where, like, I have to do something. And so I left. And it was probably the best decision I ever made, even though it was terrifying.
Right.
Because I was not happy, but it was what I knew.
Right.
For so many years. I mean, almost a decade. Like, that's a huge shift to just walk away from that.
Yeah, that's like jumping off of a cliff. Kind of a move.
And you're not sure if the parachute's gonna open.
Right. Like, and that's true because you are coming to work for me.
Right. You're like, and I, you know, I knew I needed to make the change, and I reached out to you and I was like, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm leaving. I'm done. Like, help me out, because you were always my mentor. And it was never like, I want to come work for you, but obviously that was always like one of those like bucket list items, check. And so I left, and then, you know, I took a couple weeks off to rebalance my life. And, you know, I came to work at Childcare Biz Help, and it was, sorry, that was my water cup. It's making some noise.
It's okay. It's
okay. And really, that was what I needed to get my life back, you know?
Right.
I can go to lunch with my sister if I want, or I can go see my nieces at their school program and not feel bad about taking that time for myself to go do that.
Right.
And not bringing all the stress home. Like, right. No, don't get me wrong. I have stress. Like, everyone has stress. But it's a different kind of stress.
That's actually a really good point. Knowing stress is okay. Like, we're going to have stresses.
Right.
No matter what we do, we're going to have stresses, but there's really bad stress.
Right.
And you have to know what's bad.
And I think for me it was, like, I didn't like who I was anymore. I knew, like, that was bad and I needed to make a change.
Right.
And so now my stress, I would say, I want to say it's normal stress, like, quote unquote, but I would say it's just normal stress of just having a job and a life and family stuff comes up and you deal with it and yada yada, but I'll never forget. It was like my second week here, and I came. For those that don't know, we work from Caroline's house or our own. If you're watching this fancy set behind here, and you could tell I was stressed, and you're like, "What's going on?" And I had told you some family stuff, and you're like, "Leave." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "But it's my second week. I can't just leave." You're like, "No, leave. Like, you need to go take care of that. It's fine. Don't worry about it."
Right.
And I knew right then, I'm like, this is what I needed. I needed to be able to have that flexibility to take care of stuff when I need to.
Right.
But also the stability to know I love what I do and I get to now marry my childcare background with right. my design background into one perfect situation.
Right. And it's not all roses and
butterflies. I mean, it is, but, you know.
But your mental wellness, I'm sure, in terms of just that being able to balance work and life and deal with those things that you need to deal with.
Right.
You know, you have a balance.
And I understand in the childcare industry in general, it's hard to have that flexibility because you have to maintain ratios and licensing and all right. that sort of thing. And for me, like, I understand that and that was fine, but it was getting to a point where it was going past where it was okay.
Right.
If that kind of makes sense.
It does.
And that's what ultimately led me to here.
Right. And now you have all the most wonderful mental wellness ever. No.
I do.
Well, my story is a little different. I wanted to kind of share, you know, what's all on my plate.
Right.
For those that don't know it and kind of how I manage that or don't manage it. But, you know, I run my own business, obviously. I'm wrapping up my MBA. So I've been doing that now for 2 years. And
first of all, mad props. That's awesome.
Thank you. And I have 4 more classes. I'll be graduating in spring, but I've been managing that with starting a business, which is crazy. I have children. Yes, they're adult children and out of the house, but you still care for them, love them, want to be involved.
You're still
in their
mom.
Lives. Right. I have grandchildren, a brand new 6-month-old grandchild. So there's that part of my life. I have a husband, and, you know, that takes a lot out of you. And then, you know, managing your household, in addition to doing all those things, and then finally church ministry. So there's just a lot of expectations on my shoulders personally and as a business owner. And so I'm just going to be transparent and real that I have found myself, you know, so anxiety stricken and unbalanced that I literally just want to curl up and like lay in a corner and just forget about everything.
And I think it's good that you say that because everyone's been there.
Right. So what have I done to kind of help that situation is I'm really intentional with my day and clarity is my word. So I've spent every morning really being clear about what I need to do. All right, so that might have been a little weird. We had a little technology blip. So if you saw something kind of funky on video, we're back on track. So again, you know, back to my solutions on how I handle my work-life balance and my mental wellness, starting every day, making sure I'm intentional, having clarity in what I'm going to do. You know, and part of that is, you know, I'm writing it down first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, I learned this tip, I can't remember where, but I don't start my day with my email. Do not let your email dictate your day.
I heard somewhere, and I think it was probably the same thing we were listening to, is what is in your inbox is other people's agenda for you.
Right.
Not what you want to do with your day. And obviously you need to answer email. It's important. But maybe don't start with it. Because when I open my email, and Caroline is a morning person and she works in the morning, and sometimes I wake up to 15 emails. No, I'm just, as an example, you know, and I'm used to it, doesn't overwhelm me, but I'm like, all right, I'm going to take a minute before I read that. And I'm going to do something else to kind of sidetrack me. And then I go back to it.
And that's so good because the things that I'm sending, this is a really great example. I'm glad you brought that up. I might send you 15 emails that are all completely random and have nothing to do with each other. So imagine if you were to start your day attacking the emails I sent you.
Right.
You would literally get nothing else done.
Right.
So it's a really great example that, you know, do not let your email dictate your day. Be really intentional about it. You know, and how that plays into your mental wellness and, you know, that balance is if I let these other things dictate and hijack my day, I'm never going to get done what I need to get done.
Right.
And so then there's that stress, right? Mm-hmm. So next is I put a very strong team alongside me. And so kudos to my team. You know, same thing for you. take some time and evaluate who's on your team. You know, are there people that you need to get rid of? Are there people that need to get off the bus, right?
Right.
And are there gaps in the skill sets of your staff that you need to fill with someone else? And then learning to say no. That's a tough one.
I think it's hard because I'm not trying to speak for you, but as a business owner and a small business owner at that, you don't want to turn away something that could lead to something. But at the same time, if you're too overwhelmed, then you're not going to be able to give 100% to it.
Right.
So it's okay to say no sometimes.
Yeah. And I'm learning that. That's a difficult, very difficult one for me. So just learning to say no, but yet still push myself. Because, you know, I want to push myself.
Right.
I want to grow this company. But I do need to learn how to say no. And then finally, this is a really big one in my household. And this is where you get into that personal life balance. We have date night every Friday. And that's very important to my husband and I. And then at night, we make sure to turn off technology at a certain point, and we spend time together. And so when you have a strong, if you're married or you have a significant other, when you have a strong relationship, that's going to help you get through those stressful times.
Right.
Like you said, you were going home at night, breaking down to your husband. You know, if your relationship wasn't strong,
right,
you know, you wouldn't have had him to help you get through that.
Correct. And I think if the roles were reversed and he came home to me like that, I would be like, why are you doing that to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think it's sometimes hard to check in with yourself. And I think, you know, we're going to go over some strategies that we talked about, and that this is a good segue. Check in with yourself.
Right.
Like, spend that time and like, is there something in my day that I am doing that I can give to somebody else to do?
Delegate.
Like, delegate things. Obviously, if it's important and you have to do it, then you have to do it. Fun little story. In college, back in the day, I went to
A million years ago.
I went to a conference, a broadcasting conference. I did radio at the time.
And we have a radio personality here.
I mean, I've got a good face for radio. That's what they say.
But you're on video too. Oops.
No. They said, "You every day you need to get up and eat your frog," mm-hmm. which sounds a little crazy, but your frog is like the hardest, maybe yuckiest, not fun thing that you have to do, so you should do it right away to get it over with.
Right.
And I think if you do check in with yourself and there's something on there that you can't delegate but you don't like to do it right away and get it done with.
Right. Get it over.
Yeah. Eat your frog first thing in the morning.
Eat your frog, guys.
Eat your frog. Hashtag eat your frog. And so then it's done and it's over with, and then the rest of your day will feel less stressful because you don't have like that thing in your to-do list. You're like,
you keep pushing it back.
You do everything but that. And you're like, I'm going to make a to-do list to my to-do list just to like avoid it.
And then next thing you know, it's 3 months later, you still haven't tackled that frog. And it's just that thing that's going to constantly nag you.
Right.
That's going to be on your shoulders.
And maybe it's something that once you sit down and tackle it, it's like a 5-minute thing. And you're like, right. I don't know why I stressed about this. Like, why did I overwhelm myself? Why did I cause myself all this stress when it was really easy?
Right.
So just like taking a check-in with yourself and saying, what can I delegate? What do I have to do? And what's the easiest way to get it done?
Exactly. And I like your next one where you talk about starting your day with gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So important. I think I mentioned that in one of my things, is just making sure, write down 5 to 10 things that you're grateful for every day.
And I know we talked about this in last episode, and this is not my idea. Thank you, Rachel Hollis. It's one of the things that she talks about too, is just starting your day with gratitude.
Right.
Because then you start your day in a good mindset, and you're happy, and you're being grateful for what.
Right.
Maybe you're being grateful because the barista at Starbucks said, hey, I like your hair today. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Walk away from your desk. I like this one because actually my husband taught me this one too. When you're feeling overwhelmed with your desk, just standing up or walking away for a little while, maybe reorganizing your desk, that like immediately makes me feel better.
Right.
Immediately.
And I know for me, I get tethered to my desk. Like I can't leave it. Why? I have no idea. I can. And it's funny that this is on here because my husband and I were just talking about this last night. He's like, get up and take a walk. Uh-huh. He's like, you need to just take a break. And I'm like, I know. And I'm thinking, why don't I do that? No one is making me sit at my desk for 8 hours
a day. You're in your house by yourself.
Number one, I'm in my house. Number two, anyone can do this. Even, you know, when I was back at the center, in the child care center, I felt like I couldn't leave my desk.
Right. And I can attest to that because I used to have to force my leadership team to go to lunch.
And no one ever said we couldn't go. We just didn't do it.
And I tried to set an example as their leader by taking a lunch. I'm like, I'm taking a lunch. I'm going to go work out. You guys go to lunch. Remember that?
Yeah. And did we ever do it?
No.
Nope. Sure didn't. And for no reason, that we just felt like we had too much work that we had to get done. Right. But I think a lot of the stress of the day could have been easily fixed if we would have just got up, even if it's walking to a classroom to say, hey, I have an answer for you, instead of calling on the phone. Like getting up and walking to there, or going right. When it's nice outside. Obviously, we live in Wisconsin. Don't walk when it's 40 below.
Yeah, don't walk when it's 40 below.
But when it's nice outside, go take a walk outside for 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
Allow yourself that time to walk away from your desk, because then you're going to come back and you're going to have a fresher look on things.
Right. Or spend some time reading. You know, take a break, read something motivational, read something positive.
I think I had read somewhere that that's a good way to like give yourself a mind break,
right,
is to read something. And maybe you're reading a personal development book, or maybe you're reading the latest Harry Potter book. Right. I mean, there's not any out right now, but.
You know what I don't see on here, and I'm a little upset?
Workout?
Well, that, but. I mean, it should be workout, but.
Go to lunch?
Dance party.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Because if you move
your body, you change your mind.
If you move your body, you change your mind.
Also, we cannot take credit for that. That was something that we learned at the Rachel Halls conference. We're not going to do what she would do, but if you've ever attended one of her conferences, you have to dance.
Right, you have to dance. And honestly, it does take that anxiety away. So, you know, getting up and walking, reading, you know, having that quick dance party, you know, whatever it is. I know you're in a child care center. You might be the center director wondering, how do I do all this? But you have the ability to maybe walk down the hallway, you know, walk around the building, whatever right. You can do to just try to escape for a minute.
Right. Another one, listen to a podcast.
Ooh, I know a great one.
Me too. Have you heard of it? It's called Daycare Overhaul.
Doing childcare better.
That's right. Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, obviously, much like you're doing right now, take the time and listen to a podcast. Generally, podcasts are a little bit longer than 5 to 15 minutes, but allow yourself a half hour.
Right.
It's okay. Like, if it doesn't get done right now, it'll still be there in a half an hour to do, you know?
Right. Right.
I unless it's an emergency, obviously take care of that first. But allow yourself that time to just unplug and listen to something.
Right. And take time to laugh. And so that's one of my final suggestions. I want to encourage you. A big part of mental wellness, especially in an industry like childcare, we cannot laugh enough. We need to spend our day laughing. And we would do that, remember? It would be bad. Fridays would get a little crazy.
Well, we would. I mean, who could send the funniest meme back and forth? We celebrated every win we could.
Right.
But I think, like, you work with children. Don't take yourself so, like, there is a time and a place absolutely to be serious, and I get that. But have some fun with it.
Right.
Like, kids are funny.
Kids are funny. Adults are funnier.
Laugh.
Or more funny.
Laugh.
Laugh. So that's going to lead us into the gift that Justina has for you guys.
I'm going to wrap it up. I really like wrapping. No. So
unwrap it. Sorry.
So this really came to be, and I'm sure we'll talk about this down the line, is we hold a retreat every year for our Another You clients. And it's called Unplugged, because as we talked about, it's so important, especially for owners, to take that time to unplug and get away from your business. That should be part of your
right.
Your pie chart is mm-hmm. unplug time and not business time. And mm-hmm. it could be a personal, like you're going and getting a mani-pedi, you're going to the movies by yourself. I don't know what that looks like for you,
right.
But it's time that's not spent on or in your business.
Right.
And so we wanted to gift our attendees a book that had things to do every month to unplug.
A little reminder.
A little reminder. And it gave them what to do and an area to reflect on what they did, how they felt about it, whatever they wanted to write about it. And then in the end, there was, I think, 8 additional fun things to do. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't even remember.
I think one was
dance party.
Take a nap in the middle of the day.
Oh, it was. I mean,
obviously, if you're a director in charge of children, you cannot do that. Do not take a nap during the middle of the day. But if you're an owner that has the ability to work from home one day, mm-hmm. why not take a nap in the middle of the day? Why not take yourself out to lunch? Why not go volunteer at a soup kitchen or something else and give back?
Right.
Because I think that a lot of times those things are really rewarding and we don't do them enough.
Right. So how do they get this book?
So they can go to our website, childcarebizhelp.com, and look under where the podcasts are listed, and it will be in this episode's podcast.
Yeah, because what we're going to do is every episode will go on our website, in addition to being out there in all the podcast world. I'll let our team talk about that. But you will be able to kind of review what we've talked about today and listen to it and then also download this free tool.
So anytime we have resources or anything to give you, they will be on our podcast page within each episode.
Great. Well, let's summarize a little. We talked a lot about a lot of stuff today, all with mental wellness, about being overwhelmed. We shared some stories from some of our clients in terms of things they experienced and how they were able to pull themselves out of it and are now doing things they never thought they would be doing a year ago.
Right.
And, you know, a part of that, again, is about a change in mindset. It's about finding partners to be there with you. It's about delegating and looking at your tasks and not working, you know, in your business, but working on your business. And then, you know, we shared our personal stories with you today, and we hope that it's resonated with you.
Right.
And take some time. We always like to do a challenge with our podcasts so that you can walk away and kind of do some self-reflection. So our challenge to you is, you know, consider making a list of how you spend your time.
And then make a list of how you should be spending your time.
Right.
And see what doesn't line up.
And see what doesn't line up.
Are there things that you can delegate to somebody else? Or are there things you can change how you do them?
Maybe you need to stop, period.
Stop doing them.
You might be doing something that you don't need to be doing anymore. No one needs to be doing. You've just been doing it because
it's what you've always done. Right.
Right. And so we want to challenge you to find that balance between work and personal life and do it smart and do it with intention and clarity.
Right.
So we also have a blog on our website that deals with what teachers go through in terms of anxiety. And we offer some solutions there on how to help them. So that blog is called Teaching While Consumed with Anxiety in a Child Care Center. So you'll be able to find that in our blogs, and we encourage you to share that with your teachers because, again, there's some really great resources for them.
We'll link that on the podcast page too, so they can get to it easily.
We will link that. Great. So our next podcast next week, I'm excited.
I think that this is not just in child care, but in general, hiring staff is... The struggles with hiring staff, I should say, is ongoing and hard, and everyone's dealing with that. So we're going to talk about attracting superstars.
Superstars. Attracting superstars. So we encourage you, tune in next week, and also feel free to email us at info@childcarebizhelp.com with your stories or questions or comments, because, you know, you can give us some input as to future topics and things that you're going through that you would like us to address. Right. And also, we'd love you to share some stories on social media.
Yes. Hashtag overhaul win.
Hashtag overhaul win.
Or if they're feeling fancy, hashtag eat your frog.
Eat your frog? Eat a frog or eat your frog?
I mean, either way. Don't actually eat a frog, but, you know.
But hashtag eat your frog.
Eat your frog.
All right, we'll end on that note.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
I just was going to say listen to us wherever podcasts are available and check us out on YouTube. We'll see you later.
Thanks, guys. Bye. See you next time.